I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast.
Five things to consider before publishing your pricing. So that's our topic for today. And I get asked all the time, should I publish my pricing to my website? Should I have a price list that I address? You know, what do I do about pricing? Is it the kind of thing that we deal with after we have a meeting? You know, what's the deal? And a lot of times people want to put together certain packages. Like I'll have like a starter package and then like a more advanced package or just the website package or maybe a marketing package or then the full thing all together and then, you know, pricing it all accordingly. And so the big question then becomes, you know, should you do that? Like, is that a good idea? What should the pricing be? Or should there be price ranges? It's something that comes up all the time. So I wanted to jump on today and talk a little bit about that because it's a big deal. So, but rather than me answering that question for you in this kind of one size fits all sort of solution, let me ask you a couple of questions. And then based on how you answer those questions, then maybe you can figure out whether or not you want to publish your pricing or what it is. Maybe you'll decide, hey, I don't even want to publish my pricing. So hopefully this will be kind of an eye-opening conversation to have. So I'm Lee Blue. I'm the founder of Double Stack. And the purpose of Double Stack is to equip you with two things. One, the technical skills to drive results for your clients. And the second, the marketing know-how to actually do all that stuff after you kind of set the stage, right? So that's the whole idea. And the point is, hey, it'll help you add an extra $5,000 to $10,000 per month to your income. And you don't even have to hire anyone else to kind of help. Like this is the amount of boost you can give to your income with your own labor. And the idea being, you know, maximize the amount of hours that are billable in your workday. That's one of the big ideas. And the way we do that is by onboarding high value, long-term clients for your business. You get yourself 5 to 10 clients, and that's all you need to generate about $100,000 a year in annual income. So the question then becomes, well, what do you charge for all of that stuff? Because, you know, in weeks previous, we've talked about what do you do for those extra hours and what are those packages look like and how do you find those clients? And we talk about all those kinds of things. Today, I wanted to talk about what's the price for all that stuff and should you publish those prices on your website or should you not do it that way? So let me ask you five questions to help kind of dial all of this stuff in. The first one being, are you pricing what your clients think they're seeing? So like, is there a balance of expectations between what you're doing and what you're pricing and what your clients are actually looking at? And that tends to be one of the biggest problems right off the bat, because a lot of times when you get into this high value consulting, high value web design, WordPress consulting, that sort of a thing, then what's in your mind is dramatically different from what's in your client's mind. Like they might be thinking, man, I just need a quick website, a couple of pages. That's all I need to just kind of put a link on my business card or the equivalent of like building a Wix website for themselves. Maybe they hire you to do that instead. And so in their mind, they're thinking, oh, well, I know I could get a free site on Wix, or I know people are putting up websites for about $500 on Fiverr or Craigslist or Upwork or whatever. Or maybe they have a friend that built a website for some kind of low value price. And they're thinking that maybe, you know, working with you will be similar and that your pricing is probably going to be in line with that. But you're thinking, oh, well, it's not just a website. We're going to, you know, write copy and, you know, do some branding and maybe source some photography and get your social media channels all styled together and everything looks professional and, you know, create copy for those platforms and hook up an email marketing platform and send emails and set up landing pages and drip campaigns and sales funnels and like all of these things that you're thinking that you're going to do. And they're just thinking, oh, well, I just, you know, a couple of pages on the web is all I'm looking for. But everything's called a website. And so if that's the situation that you're in, then that's a big problem because your price is going to be for this big multi-skill set solution of awesome. And their mindset is going to be, I'm just looking for this smaller thing. And that becomes an issue because you sort of end up pricing yourself out of the market. Like if you say, hey, you know, this big thing is going to be $5,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 or $50,000, some huge number, and they're thinking, well, why in the world? That's I can never afford that. That's more than I was expecting. You know, why does it cost so much? Then, you know, that's going to be a big problem. So So the question then is, when you list your pricing on your website, is that consistent with what your clients think you're pricing? So like, is your mindset and their mindset on the same page? So you have to answer that question, because if the answer is no, then you probably don't want to publish your pricing on your website, because you're not pricing the same thing that the client thinks they're seeing. So so that's the thing. On the other hand, if you answer yes to that, then maybe it's okay. Here, look behind the curtains. My personal opinion on all of this is you never want to publish your pricing on your website. But that's for the context of high-value WordPress consulting. And, you know, maybe that's not what you're trying to do. Maybe all you want to do is sell inexpensive packages for quick websites or something. And if that's you, then maybe you do want to publish your pricing. And in that case, maybe the price of what you're actually putting on online is consistent with what your clients are thinking. So the first question to ask yourself is the price in your mind, and or not the price, but the deliverable in your mind, the same as the deliverable in your client's mind? If so, then putting a price on the website's not that bad of an idea, because everybody understands the same thing. What I found in high ticket consulting is that your understanding of what the deliverable is and their understanding, especially even before you had a chance to talk or meet about it, is wildly different. It's far apart. So that's question number one. Are you pricing the same thing that your clients think they're pricing? Thing number two is, are you differentiating yourself, or are you listing the same stuff that everybody else is listing? So like, if you're going to be going online and posting pricing for building a website and doing search engine optimization and doing email marketing or managing social media accounts or building a logo or designing a logo, whatever, like if those are the things that you're putting on your price list, how are you different? Are you able to differentiate yourself with that? Like, why is working with you different from working with somebody else? Like, what are you saying that everybody else isn't saying? Are you just contributing to all the noise that's out there, or are you rising above the noise with something different? So that's a big question to ask. It's like, you know, what does your price say, or your price list say, about what you're delivering to the client, and in what way does that differentiate you from everybody else, or is it just more of the same? So that's question number two. Question number three, are you addressing the needs of your clients with that price list, or are you trying to rely on the client to know exactly what they need and to be able to pick from your price list, kind of a la carte, to say, hey, maybe you have this big table, and on your table you've got lots of things that you can do, right? Graphic design, branding, web development and design, copywriting, social media management, email marketing. You know, you have all these things sitting out on the table, different pricing for all those different things, and you want the client to come along and say, oh yeah, I want a website and a logo, and that's all. If that's what your situation is, then putting your price on the website is not that bad of an idea, because you've got this kind of buffet of things that you're offering, and maybe the client picks something from the buffet and is happy with it. But again, are you differentiating yourself from anyone else? Are you actually offering what you know, is the deliverable consistent with what they're thinking? And this question is, are you addressing the needs of your clients? Like, if somebody comes to you, Do you feel like that what they really need is the website or the logo, or is the logo and the website and the variety of services you offer, are they more like stepping stones to actually get what they need, which would probably be more like more revenue, more clients, more brand visibility, you know, some kind of a business outcome? And I think what you'll find is, if you're working directly with small businesses, you know, kind of in your area, or just, you know, people that you know, or just anyone in general, especially if those businesses are in the business to consumer space, right? So meaning that they're in the business of trying to reach actual customers, and then you'll probably find that what they really need is more customers, right? More customers, more time, more revenue, you know, those types of outcomes. And they're thinking that they'll use the website and the logo and the branding and all the other stuff to achieve those end goals. So the question then becomes, is are you addressing the needs of your clients with the content on your website, especially the price list for what you're putting out there? And if not, then who is addressing those needs? Like, are you relying on your clients to kind of figure out what their actual needs are? And hey, if, you know, in their minds, like, if I had this website and if I had a better looking logo and if I was building an email list and sending out great emails and doing all that stuff, then I would get the clients that I need. Is that something that you're presenting as a solution kind of packaged together? Or are you relying on your client to kind of a la carte pick those different things that they think will get them the outcomes? And what does that say about who you are, what your mindset is, what your business is, what you can charge for all of those types of things? So that's a big question to ask, is like, does your price list actually address the needs of your clients? So that's thing number three. Thing number four is, are you forcing your client to connect the dots between working with you and actually getting a positive return on the investment, right? So like, are you in a situation where you are, I've got two screens going and I see Tony. Hey, it's good to see you, Tony, high five. And I see Jim. Hey, it's good to see you, man. Thanks for joining in. So are you forcing the clients to connect the dots between all of those things? And so what that means is, are they gonna have to say, well, if I bought a website for $1,000 and you had a really good logo for an extra $500 on top of that, and then, you know, got a couple of extra pictures taken because maybe you offer photography and the whole package came to $2,500, am I going to be able to somehow then use that to get to a point where I am making more than $2,500 because of it? Is that something that your client has to sort of orchestrate on their own to try to figure out how is that going to work? Or are you presenting something that is a positive return on investment? So you're doing something dramatically better than what they're currently doing. And is that something that you can articulate and define in a price list? Or perhaps not. So I think that what you'll find is when you get into this high ticket, high value consulting, it's not just high value for you because you're charging a lot. It's high value for your client because you're driving great results, ongoing results. And so does a price list reflect that type of an outcome? In my experience, the answer is no, for a large number of reasons. But if you're in the business of just trying to say, hey, you know, here's a couple of things I can do, just hire me to do those things, then maybe the answer is yes. Especially if you're trying to be like reaching out to like agencies to do agency overflow work, and or people that are maybe not even agencies, maybe just somebody who's just trying to outsource some of the technical development from their consulting business, but they're not even an agency yet. They're just kind of self-employed or whatever, but they don't have any skills and they're trying to hire you for it. And they just want to say, oh, well, this guy will build a WordPress site for like $400. That sounds great. Or this guy will build a WordPress or will do email marketing for just, you know, $20 an hour or whatever. If that's what you're trying to achieve, then I think that's what you'll find by posting pricing on your website. Of course, here we talk about high value, long-term relationships that aren't very well served by doing price lists like that and kind of forcing the clients to sort of connect the dots between how what you're doing means something for them. So that's the fourth thing. Then here's the fifth thing. I think I'm going to even throw in a sixth thing just for good measure. I got an extra bonus question. But the fifth one is, what kind of clients are you attracting because of your price list? Have you thought about that? Have you thought about, well, are you going to post high ticket pricing on your website as your price list? And if so, do you feel like that's going to attract high value clients? Or, you know, most of the time what I find is when people want to post their pricing, what they're doing is competing on price. They're saying, hey, I've got a really good deal. You know, work with me because my websites cost way less than everybody else's. And of course, that just contributes to all this downward price pressure to the bottom. And so that's a big question. It's like, what kind of clients are you attracting if you were to publish your pricing on your site? So would they be the kind of clients you want? Would they be the pricing that you actually want? Or do you feel like you're kind of trying to undercut your own value just to be seen as a cheaper option that might be a better deal than working somewhere else? So because if you're competing on price, I think that you're going to find out that you're going to burn yourself out. You're probably going to attract these nitpicky, high-stress clients that are just trying to milk you for everything you got. It tends to be the wrong approach if you want to build an actual high-value business for yourself. Now, if you're just kind of doing some stuff on the side and you've got another job doing something else and, you know, it would be nice if somebody hired you for a $500 website from time to time or whatever, you know, that's a different situation than if you're actually trying to generate six figures out of your own consulting business. So think about that. What kind of clients are you attracting with your pricing? And here's the final one. This is kind of a sixth one, a bonus cherry on top question. It kind of reflects back to what we were talking about last week, which is, what is your mindset when it comes to your own pricing, right? Like, are you in the implementation mindset or are you in the transformation mindset? So what I mean by that is, are you telling people, here's what I can do for you, and then you list a bunch of things that you can do and maybe associate pricing with that? Or are you saying, here's how I can help you? Like, this is, these are the outcomes that I can generate for you. Let's talk a little bit about how all of that works. And if you feel like it's a good fit, then maybe at that point, we'll talk about pricing. And we've talked in weeks past about how can you make your services affordable without attracting cheap clients, right? So like if somebody doesn't have $15,000 to drop on day one, but you feel like it's a good fit, a good relationship, you want to work with them, they want to work with you, how can you structure your package in a way that will enable them to say yes, but still walk up the value ladder over time so that maybe you get on board for something that's within reach for today, then you start generating some results out of that. And then as legitimate needs arise and as the results are coming in and more financing is available, then you do more and more things and kind of work your way up over time. Even if that means pushing off revamping the website until a little bit later, maybe you can do some stuff to kind of drive some business with the site they already have through some other marketing ideas. You know, so there's absolutely things that you can do to, again, make your services and make yourself within reach to people, but without attracting the kinds of clients that you would attract if you posted cheap pricing on your website. So that's the big, so the big question is like the cherry on top question, and really kind of like the overarching umbrella over all of this conversation is, what is your mindset? Are you in the implementation mindset where you're saying, here's what I can do, which of these things would you like? Or are you in the transformation mindset when you're saying, this is how I can really serve and help? And the outcomes are now business-oriented outcomes. They're like, here's how I can double your landscaping business in as little as one season. Look at all of these things that we could be doing. Those are the concepts that we're really talking about. So Tony says hi. Hey, Tony. And so that's what I'm talking about with regard to where is your mindset in all of this? Like, are you in this high ticket, long term, high value mindset where what you're really trying to do is serve your clients and be able to generate the revenue that you need to be able to actually, you know, make that kind of an impact? Or do you have an implementation mindset when you're like, oh, here's a couple of things I can do. Just ask me to do whatever you want. I'll do whatever you say. And you're kind of more in this employee implementation, significantly lower value position, but it's also less work, right? You don't have to think it through. You know, maybe it's just something you're doing on the side. But if you're doing something that's like high value, high consulting, you know, you're really trying to drive results for people, I think what you're going to find is posting your pricing on your website's probably not going to be the direction that you want to go for all of those reasons. But to decide for yourself, you know, go through those questions that we just went through, see how you answer them. And if you find that maybe posting pricing is not going to be the best option for you, then but you're also trying to figure out what is, then let's talk about it. Let's get on the phone and talk about it. We're like one-on-one, because the answer is different for individual people, right? Like if you want to work with life coaches, you know, what you charge for that and how you structure that and what the price points would be for that is very different from if you wanted to try to help local restaurants, you know, fill their seats on Tuesday nights, which would be very different from if you're working with a photographer. Like, you know, what would you do for someone that does that? And what kind of photography is it? Is it food photography? Is it portrait photography? Is it crime photography? I mean, there's all real estate photography. There's all different kinds of photography. And the point that I'm trying to make is there's all different kinds of everything. So if you want to figure out, well, what should you actually charge for your work and how do you put it together in these long-term, high-value, you know, like consulting-style relationships, then let's get on the phone and talk about it so we can dial that in specifically for you. And the goal is, how can you land somewhere between 5 to 10 clients in your overall portfolio that you work with on a continuing basis month after month so that you're generating about $100,000 a year with about 5 hours per day of work? That's the structure. And that means 5 billable hours per day. And that means 8-hour days gives you 3 hours of the day to do non-billable things like taxes and fiddling around in QuickBooks and invoicing and, you know, messing with email or whatever. But you still have a little bit more than half of your day being billable. And I think that's a really good balance, because it's unrealistic to think that you can work 10 billable hours a day every day. And it's also unrealistic to think that you can work like, you know, 0 billable hours most days because you're out there hunting for clients all the time, hoping people respond to your proposals, writing free proposals, like doing all of this free work and not having enough billable hours in the day. And therefore, you'll never make. So both of those two things where you feel like you have to have a zillion billable hours because your hourly rate's too low, or you feel like you have no billable hours because you're out there just doing all this free marketing and just everything all the time, neither of those two things work. What you want is something about half the time, half of your day, a little bit more, maybe 5 hours being billable, And if you were charging about $85 an hour, which is an extraordinarily reasonable rate, like you know, some people charge dramatically more, 100, 125, 150 bucks an hour for this kind of this level of consulting. But even if it's just 85, if you had 85 bucks an hour coming in, you're working 5 hours a day, 5 days a week, you're making over $100,000 a year, which you can do and with about somewhere in the vicinity of 5 to 10 clients, right? So, so like, what if you worked 1 hour a day for one client, right? So the 5 hours a week and you had five clients doing that. Well, there you go. That's your 5 hours a day kind of a thing. And so on five clients. And it's not that, that's not that big of a deal. That's not that large of a, that's not that large of a thing to overcome. So that's the pattern behind DoubleStack. And the big question becomes, well, how do you do all of that? How do you put it all together? What does that look like for you in the markets that you want to be serving and the skill set that you have? Like, what if you're really awesome at SEO? What if you don't know anything about SEO, and but you happen to have photography skills and maybe videography skills? Or maybe you don't have any of that, but you're awesome at copywriting. Or maybe you're really great at logo and branding design. Or maybe you can do offline work as well, like with like print materials, like signage and menus and posters and stuff like that. Like, what if that's your skill set? Those are all things that we should be talking about to figure out, well, what's the most powerful combination of you, right? That's the whole point of DoubleStack, is to figure out what's the most powerful multi-skill set approach that you can take to serving a client. And then figure out, well, who is that for? What would the outcomes be like? How do you attract clients for that particular thing? And how do you get this all going so you get yourself somewhere in the vicinity of about five clients, maybe up to 10 clients, and you're making six figures and you're doing it by yourself. And when I say you are making, I mean you personally, you're putting that in your bank as opposed to bringing in $100,000, but you got to give 75 of it away to all these other people that are doing stuff and you're not really making any money at all. So I'm talking about, how do you do all of this in a business that you can run on your own? If you want to scale it beyond that to, you know, making a couple hundred thousand, $500,000 a year, well, you're going to need to bring on some help for that. You know, bring in some outsourced help or hire an employee or two or whatever. But you can totally scale it like this, because every time you bring on a new client, you're bringing in at least an extra 10 grand a year into your revenue stream. So that's the whole point of what DoubleStack is all about, how to get you to that point as quickly as possible. I mean, we were just talking about how to be able to do that kind of a thing in as little as, like, you know, 6 to 8 weeks. So if that sounds cool to you and you're interested in kind of learning how to do all of this stuff and you want to work together on it, let's talk about it. Let's for free, head over to doublestack.net/call. You'll see my calendar pop up and we can get on the phone and talk about all of these things specifically for you in the context of who you want to be working with, the skills that you have. I'll kind of introduce you to some other things as well along the way. And there we go. So head over to doublestack.net/call. And, you know, pick a time that works well for you. The thing that you'll see right after picking the time is a form. And the form will be like a little application, you know, for our conversation. And it'll, you know, I'll say, hey, give me a link to your website. You know, what kind of work do you normally do? Who do you normally work with? You know, the questions like that. So that when we get on the phone, then I'm going to be primed and ready to go. And we'll pack our 45 minutes with as much value as possible. Let me see if I can read some of these comments here. Ooh, Tony's telling me a lot of stuff. Being there is new to train. Yes, Tony's saying some good things. No questions to respond to, but all good stuff. All right, guys. So head over to doublestack.net/call, and I look forward to talking to you. And we'll dial all this stuff in so you can be out there making the impact that you should be making, not only for your own business but for your clients who literally need people that can operate at this level to drive the results that they're really counting on. And let me close with this. It's such a huge opportunity right now. For two reasons. One reason is there's so many cheap ways to get websites out there, and almost all business owners have fallen prey, basically, to all of these cheap ways to build websites. And what that means is they're not actually getting the results. They're not actually getting the benefit of having all that stuff there. They just have the website. So if you're out there trying to sell websites, even inexpensive ones, you're not going to be able to get much traction with that, because everyone is doing that. You can get really cheap websites, even cheap websites that look pretty good. Even cheap websites that look pretty good that you can build yourself for almost free on Wix. So the point of really having this group and founding DoubleStack and really trying to reach out and help with these types of things is to kind of get you out of that rat race and into a situation where you're actually able to reach out to help the businesses that you want. And the two things that brings you, it means that you now have an awesome business because you're crushing it, making like six figures working on your own out of your house. And the second big benefit is all of these businesses that are out there that aren't seeing any results, and their customers don't even know that they exist because they're not getting the help that they need. All of these people are just desperate for someone who can step up and serve at this level. And what I mean by at this level is they're not just hiring you to implement stuff. They're hiring you to help them actually generate more leads, get more brand visibility, get more traction for whatever business that they have so that they can serve their clients. And so those are the two huge points. And if that sounds like something that you're motivated to do and you're interested in that, then the opportunity is absolutely there. You can even live in Idaho. It doesn't make any difference because there's so many people out there that need this level of help. So head over to doublestack.net/call and we'll get on the phone. We'll spend 45 minutes explaining exactly how to do all of these things so that you can be out there making the impact that you should be making and that people are begging you for. So there you have it. Look forward to talking to you and great catching up today. And I will see you again next Tuesday. Take care, guys.